time for the game plan.
It is time for our Thursday game plan. I'm pleased to say that Tim Manor is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good. We're getting closer and closer to Origin 2. How are you feeling? There's been a lot of talk around. Cameron Smith was on Vossie's show this morning trying to spruik up the fact that New South Wales should be the underdogs here. It's all going on again.
That New South Wales should be the underdogs?
No, sorry. The Queensland will be the underdogs and all the pressure is on New South Wales.
You know what, they will be underdogs, and it's rightly so, because they're definitely not in the same league as this team, the Blues team this year. I think last year we saw the effect Wayne Bennett can have on the side and how much he can help a team do something special, which we saw them do last year. But unfortunately for Queenslanders this year, I can't see them winning a game this series.
Timmy, take us into the players' mindset. You've been there, you understand this stage. And what I want to know is, when you come off the back of a win like New South Wales had in Game 1, they know they've got a red-hot team. They look around, they can see that they've got points in them. What's the players' mindset? Can you seriously just park that Game 1 result and start again for Game 2, or does it somehow play its way into your thinking?
I don't think it's a negative that it does play its way into your thinking, because the reality is that confidence they got from Game 1 is going to help them, grow a foot tall for Game 2. And on the flip side, Queensland's going to, there's going to be some doubt and some negative thoughts go through their mind, because they know how well they got taught a lesson in Game 1 as well. So I don't think it's a negative that there is a bit of lingering feeling from Game 1 for both sides, for us anyway. It's a strong team, and like I said, I think having no Wayne Bennett there to save them this time is really going to hurt them.
Yeah, and I was just about to ask you about coaches too. So can you take us into the coaching mindset when you, let's put it into Queensland territory here. You come off that, what on earth does Paul Green say? He's made some selection changes, and I'll talk to you about those in a sec, but what does he say and what does he do to try and get his team to completely turn that around?
Yeah, I think for him, it's just trying to raise the memory of Game 1 as much as he can. And two, I guess what they did last year, try to encourage them to do something special. No one's giving us a chance in this game. Let's go out there and make some history. They got some really, like you spoke about, some changes. They got some really good forwards coming back, which is going to be a huge help for them. Christian Walsh, Papa Lee, guys that, really can dominate the middle. And they won their last series on the back of those middle boys that won the middle of the field. So that's a huge win for them. But you just look at that New South Wales back line, and it's hard to see them being stopped.
What about Reece Walsh? So you've touched on the forwards and the changes up there, and there's no question, I think, mate, that the middle's going to be a lot more solid than it was in Game 1 for the Queenslanders. What do you make of this 18-year-old on debut?
I love him. I'm a huge fan of the way he plays, and I know there's been a lot of noise about playing him so young and so early. My view on that is Origin, it's evolved over the years, and I know we've got that memory bank of what Origin was like and what it used to be of a gladiator sport where it was a bit slower, but it was just, you'd bash each other and it's so physical. Now Origin's it's a very fast paced event. Like, you look at the new rules and what it's doing to Origin, and you throw in the fact you got the elite of the elite playing, it's a fast event. It's not as physically demanding as it used to be. So to have someone like Reece Walsh come in, I think if there ever was a time for a young kid of his ability to come in, now's the time to do it, because it's a young man's game. I really believe that he's going to really light it up.
I've been wondering this week, Tim, as we dissect and discuss what's going to happen on Sunday night, where the points come from Queensland, because I think it's a lock that we can give New South Wales, if the game keeps going on the way that it went, 30 to 40 points. They've just got points everywhere you look. So if Queensland are going to beat them, they need to score more. It's that simple. Where do those points come for the Maroons?
Oh, they've got to try to win the middle of the field. That's, at the end of the day, they've got to be the dominant team in the middle with the forwards. And if they can do that, they've got Ben Hunt coming on in the middle as well and just roving to that middle and exposing tired forwards from New South Wales. That's their best bet, to expose tired middles for the New South Wales team. But as far as trying to outmaneuver us on the edges, I think we've got a pretty handy back line that can cover that.
It's not bad, is it? Tommy Turbo You've got Brian To'o, you've got Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary, Latrell Mitchell, of course. You've got such a star-starter back line in particular. Who out of those superstars in the back line do you like watching the most?
Oh, you know, I think everyone's loving watching Tommy at the moment. He's going through a bit of a stage that, you know, reminds me of Jarryd Hayne that went through, where, you know, every time he plays, he's just in the zone and, you know, opposition's starting to fear him. And the more they fear him, the more space they give him because they don't want to make a move in defence, and it just makes him look even better. So he's great to watch. What's interesting about that back line, it's not so much who they have in there, it's who's not in there. So you look at Wyden isn't starting in the back line. You look at Pappenhausen's not there and Clint Gustafson's not there. There's so many guys that are extremely talented that can't force their way in. And I think that says more about the team, the back line, who's there than anything else.
It's a very good point. So finally on Origin, what do you think the scoreline is? Who wins and who gets player of the match?
Well, I think it'll be closer than the last game. I think New South Wales still win. I think we win by about 14 points. And I think Tedesco's going to get man of the match this week.
Teddy's your man. All right, hey, just on Clubland, yep. Tim, so it was made official yesterday that Chad Townsend is officially going to the Warriors for the rest of the season. It's a good outcome, in my opinion, both for Chad, for the Warriors, and probably for the Sharks for the rest of the year too.
Yeah, I think the reality is it's professional sport now. I know everyone's talking about, you know, they want to have the ability to keep a player at one team, and they don't like so much chopping and changing, but it happens both ways. You look at, you know, clubs do the same thing to players. Clubs can move a player on when they need to move them on. And I think if a player can do what's best for him, his family, and find a home, even if it is one or two homes or three homes in a year, I think so be it. We're heading towards that kind of space, professional sport now.
Good on you, Tim. Great to catch up, mate. Enjoy the game on the weekend.
Legend. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
There he is, Tim Manor, with our Thursday game plan. So what do you make out of all of that? And what do you think about Reece Walsh? Cameron Smith on this station yesterday on the captain's run bought into this debate about whether or not putting a young bloke like that with just 7 games under his belt into a scenario of a team that was beaten by 50-6 in game one. A lot of people say this could scar him. Well, the great Cameron Smith doesn't think so. Have a listen to this.
I look at, you know, scarring and, geez, it might be a negative thing to throw him this early. Well, I look at the Queensland team that went on that run of 8 in a row. Now, I was involved in that. Jonathan Thurston was involved in that. Billy Slater was involved in that in particular. Now, we started our Origin careers, when New South Wales were very dominant. Think back to 06. They were on the verge of becoming the first state to win 4 consecutive Origin series.
Yeah.
Now, I was a part of that.
Yep.
Jonathan was a part of that. Billy was a part of that. Now, you could look at that and go, well, geez, those blokes, you know, they're going to be scarred. Well, we turned it around.
Mm.
Yeah, we suffered losses early and we dealt with it, but we stuck with, thankfully, the coach and the selectors saw something in us.
Mm.
They stuck with us and we turned it around to become one of the more dominant Origin sides that have been a part of Origin history. We won 8 in a row, 11 out of the next 12. So, you know, for those critics out there saying, oh, you know, it's too early for him and all that, I don't agree with that. The kid's he's an out-and-out talent. He's showed exceptional skill and ability at NRL level. And when you do that, doors open.
Absolutely.
And the door has opened for him in Origin 2 for Queensland.
Cameron Smith on Reece Walsh as we get closer and closer to Origin 2. We're having some fun on the text line this morning. Bruce from Bomaderry says on his headline for what's going to unfold across the weekend, Queensland hide behind the mask of embarrassment, but the headline is New South Wales expose social distancing in defence. We don't mind that at all. Good on you, Bruce. Thank you. Keep the text coming. I want your headlines that we can put to the executive meeting that we'll have a little bit later with Tommy's Tribune. I'll also be catching up, like I said, with Nathan Gray. We'll be talking a whole stack of rugby, including Aqua Rugby, which is coming our way. We'll get our Thursday top tips with Chris Nelson. Looking forward to Eagle Farm this weekend. I'm meant to be heading out to Randwick this weekend, but not sure how that's going to play out. And Tom Harley will join us very soon to give us an update on what's happening with the Swans, with the Giants, and with the AFL in particular. The two Sydney teams have had to get out of town. They will be focused on both Melbourne and South Australia for the next couple of weeks, you'd think. The news out of New South Wales Parliament this morning, with the exception of senior members, coalition MPs and staff have been told not to attend Parliament. As we know, the Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall has tested positive to COVID-19. Health Minister Brad Hazzard is in isolation after cancelling TV interviews as well. So he is in isolation after being exposed to a close contact. But Adam Marshall testing positive. Time for our news. It's 9:30.